Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. University of Alaska President Jim Johnson may be leaving for a new job in Wisconsin. Alaska Public Media reports that the University of Wisconsin announced today that Johnson is the sole finalist to become its next system president. Johnson's possible departure from the University of Alaska comes at a tumultuous time as UA regents meet this week to consider elimination of 50 academic programs and tapping reserve funds to try to bridge a budget gap brought on by state funding cuts, declining enrollment, and the coronavirus pandemic. Johnson has been UA's president since 2015. The University of Wisconsin includes 26 campuses and is one of the largest systems of public higher education in the country. Johnson will undergo multiple interviews next week for the job to become its president. A recent survey from the State Department of Health and Social Services shows a sharp increase in vaping and suicide attempts among high school students in Alaska. KTOO reports that the Youth Risk Behavior Survey is conducted every 2 years among almost 2,000 high school students across the state. The survey says 1 in 4 students reported currently vaping in 2019. Currently means at least once in the past 30 days. That's an increase from 1 in 6 in 2017. The risk survey also reported an increase in mental health distress among high school students. 1 in 5 students surveyed reported having attempted suicide at least once. That's higher than the last survey in 2017. Leah Von Kirk is the state's suicide prevention coordinator. Von Kirk says, along with the increase in suicide attempts, it's important to emphasize that many students have access to lethal means. And for the first time, the survey asked if students had access to a gun.
Almost 50% of our youth have access to a loaded gun. So that means if your child or friend's child is experiencing a difficult time or a crisis, have your firearms, you know, stored off-site.
Von Kirk emphasizes preventative measures and says it's okay to ask if a loved one is having thoughts of suicide and that anyone in distress can call the Alaska Care Line at 877-266-4357. Three Stebbins men are in custody after going on a weekend rampage in the Norton Sound Village. According to Alaska State Troopers, on Saturday, May 30th, 32-year-old Richard Hunt, 23-year-old Michael Raymond, and 25-year-old Paul Pete stole 2 four-wheelers and threatened village police officers and community members with steel pipes, an axe, and an anchor. Troopers say the VPOs were able to arrest Pete, but Hunt and Raymond escaped, tried to break into the village store, and then into the public safety building where they assaulted a VPO and broke Pete out of custody. Troopers say VPOs and locals then worked together to detain all three men who are charged with attempted murder, assault, kidnapping, vehicle theft, and other offenses. And Dan Bross.